I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
All righty. Welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Oster hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, Richie Ote?
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
All right. Mary Goulet is off doing her volunteer work, and we love her for that. And we've got Mom in the house, though. What's up, Mom?
Hi, Steve.
That's Gail Zlitsky hanging out with us here on What Is Your What Wednesday. And here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk a lot about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times best-selling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. And certainly to encourage you to grab a free copy of that book at whatisyourwhat.com. And of course, we would love to hear your thoughts on it. And remember that we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can join that feed at reinventionradio.com. And if you want to join in on the conversation, that phone number is 866-977-2346. And so this weekend, we've got, although by the time you guys hear this, it will actually already have happened, so we can report next week on exactly how all things went. But this weekend, we got about 200 people coming in for the New Media Summit, which we are doing in San Diego, and 150 attendees will have an opportunity to meet with 40 of the world's top podcasters and pitch them on who they are and what they do and leave the event with bookings in hand. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been working with the attendees in these pre-event training sessions, and it's just so interesting to see where people are on their path. And what I have found in working with them now, and of course, this is the work that I've been doing quite extensively since 2009, it's really interesting to me how difficult it is for people to articulate who they are and what they do and the impact that they have on others. And so it's an interesting exercise that as you're working through trying to really understand what your what is, I can tell you from experience that one of the best places to start is by starting with the third part of the What Is Your What framework, which is identifying the people that you are most compelled to serve. Because if you have read the book, you are familiar with the What Is Your What framework, which is consistent, which consists of the core gift that you were born with. It's in your DNA, nature versus nurture, Richie, as we talk about often. That's in your DNA, so that would be nature. The vehicle that you will use to share that gift with the world, and then the people that you're most compelled to serve. So it's the combination of the gift, the vehicle, and the people that make up the What Is Your What framework. And I see so many people getting hung up on just trying to figure out exactly who they are and what they do and who they serve. And so it really occurred to me as I was working with these folks that so many people are afraid to, well, kind of put themselves in a bucket, if you will. It's like they want to be all things for all people. And of course, that ends up being, well, a difficult equation. You're putting your hands up in the air already, Mom. Did we just describe you? Is that no?
Oh, Steve, you're hitting me where it hurts.
No, not intentionally. Not intentionally by any stretch. But, you know, it's interesting. So you guys listen to the show. You know, we get a little blue at times here. Not sad, but off color. And so I was working in particular one particular attendee of the New Media Summit, who is a young woman. She does some interesting spiritual type work. And we were going through things, and she was throwing out a lot of empty type phrases, which I can tell you those overused phrases make it really hard for you to be able to land clients, to sell products, to sell programs, to sell services, etc. And if you really can't articulate to me or articulate to the podcasters that'll be there, you know, who you are and what you do and really what puts fire in your soul, can you imagine the struggle they're going to have with trying to figure out where you fit in and how to book you? But then also look at that from a client perspective. And if you can't truly articulate what you bring to the table in a unique, powerful way, then how are your potential clients going to understand who you are and what you do and be able to enroll in your products, programs, and services? So
I got a question for you. With
yeah,
that.
Richie, go ahead.
Super fine line. I'll use myself as an example. I'm very confident in my abilities.
Yeah.
And I know who I'm best at serving, where they're at in the process and all that stuff. But I don't like talking about myself.
Mm.
And I don't mean to, again, I don't mean to the degree that if someone asked me if I could do something, I would say, oh, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I the confidence will still be there. Yes, I can do it. Yeah. But like LinkedIn and, oh, Richard's this bitching dude and he's mm-hmm. best at this. Like, oh, man, where's the fine line there?
Yeah. So, I mean, great question. And what you're talking about, in my way of thinking, is, well, first of all, there's the marketing side of the equation. But I do think that that's I think that is a complete reflection on clarity, right? Because I think once you have clarity around what it is that you truly do well and how it is that you're naturally wired to excel, you're not going to have any problems at all articulating what it is that you do and who it is that you serve. And so going back to the example of the young woman who is in this spiritual space and her empty sort of phrases around, you know, I help people become better versions of themselves and I help people, you know, become happier and, you know, all of these types of things. And then she's talking about 15 different things that she does. What I finally said to her, because it was getting to the point where she was really becoming her own worst enemy, where she was getting frustrated. And you could see that it was just frustrating for her, especially when you're doing video conferencing. You could literally see that she was getting frustrated trying to articulate who she is and what she did. And what I told her is basically this, you know, using language that I thought she could understand. I said, you just got to pick a fucking chakra and like call it a day, you know, because it's like, you know, you got these seven chakra things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got your head and your throat and your heart and your all those right. areas, right?
Mary picked the solar plexus.
Exactly, right? So mm-hmm. that's what I was saying to her. It's like you can, you know, if you think back on the days of Deepak Chopra, right? And when he first started doing some of this work of helping to get people to be spiritually aware, you know, back in the 70s, back in the 80s, when he started with all of this, a lot of folks kind of looked at him cross-eyed, like, you know, what are you talking about? And then you want me to sit there and you want me to not do anything and I'm supposed to close my eyes and pretend that I'm X, Y, or Z? You know, a lot of people just thought he was crazy, right? And kind of laughed him out of the room. But at the same token, there was enough people who didn't think he was crazy. And there was enough people that he was a perfect fit for and enough people who were absolutely looking for that message. And so he was able to build up a following. And then that small following, you know, what is it, 1,000 true fans, right? I mean, 1,000 true fans turns into 2,000 and 10,000 and so on and so forth. And now it doesn't matter what he does or what book he puts out or what he says. You know, people are all over that.
I guess just like a regular just like a traditional company, you start out with your core product, and over time, as people start to adopt your core product,
yeah.
you then want to have a fully integrated product suite eventually.
Yeah. Sure.
But you don't start out with that. You're referring to, right? Kind of,
it is, right? And then if you look at Amazon as a perfect example, I mean, Mom and I launched online in 93 with CompuServe's Electronic Mall, and then in 95 with a fully functional e-commerce site. I mean, that was right around the time Amazon launched, and perhaps you remember those days as well, right, where Amazon was known as Earth's biggest bookstore. I mean, that was what it was. It was Earth's biggest bookstore. And I'm sure at some point someone said to them, do you guys carry book lights, you know, or do you carry book marks, or do you carry, you know,
book
any
readers?
Right. Any of the above. And they were like, we don't, but that's a really good idea. And as soon as that picked up traction, then, of course, they started expanding into other things as well. So anyway, the bottom line here is if you are having trouble really articulating who you are and what you do, think about it from the standpoint of one particular person, especially if you've had an opportunity to work with people, if you've had an opportunity to work with companies and that sort of thing. think about who those best clients are and who you most enjoy working with and the work that, you know, is most fulfilling for you. Because ultimately, if you're clear on the work that is most fulfilling for you, it will give you the opportunity to articulate that in a way that is either going to attract or it's going to repel people. But at the end of it all, repelling people is not a bad thing. So that was the advice I had for that young lady. You know, pick a fucking chakra. It's like, you know, okay, you're trying to be all things to all people. Let's start somewhere, whether it's in the heart or if it's in the mind or if it's in the throat or, you know, as you said with Mary, if it's in the gut, you know, wherever it might be, and kind of expand outwards from there. So we will continue the conversation. Yes, Mom, we'll continue the conversation next time. All right, sounds good. But in the meantime, please make sure that if you have not yet done so, grab a free copy of What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. And you can grab that at whatisyourwhat.com. And we'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
We're born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
Hey, it's Wayne Taylor of Reinvention Radio, and guess what? We're looking for guests just like you to feature on our show. Even better, 39 of our friends with super high-profile shows are looking for guests too, and we're all getting together this September for one reason, to meet you. That's right, the Reinvention Radio team and hosts of shows like The Conscious Millionaire and The Solopreneur Hour will be at the New Media Summit. At the New Media Summit, you're guaranteed to have private meetings with 40 icons of influence who you can pitch to appear on their shows and leave with bookings in hand. It's happening September 22nd through 24th in San Diego. Only 150 people get to attend so that everyone has time to connect with the hosts they want to meet. Less than 50 spots remain. Collectively, we reach over 1 million people monthly. We'll help you get the visibility you deserve. Reserve your ticket at newmediasummit.net.